The circuit-riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.
Good evening and welcome to Living by the Sword with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers. We're coming at you from the Badlands beyond the Rio Grande, broadcasting from exile in sunny Mexico. It's true, I see the sun, I got fresh air, I'm free, but I feel more like John Connor in the bunker, cueing the mic, saying, if you can hear this, you are the resistance. And of course, this is your call to join the resistance, maybe your final warning to take your life and your destiny in your own hands and not be driven like cattle, herded like sheep to the slaughterhouse. Here's the news. 6 people are dead in Dallas, Texas after a tragic air show crash involving one of 5 airworthy Bell King Cobra P-63 aircraft and one of only 9 B-17 Flying Fortresses in the world. Of course, primary concern is the loss of life of those aircrew and their families. However, these are irreplaceable specimens, 80 years old from World War II. The B-17 is very close to this show. My grandfather flew left seat out of England with the 8th Air Force, the Mighty 8th, for 35 combat missions. This tragic crash is a pivotal event signifying that conflict has come. These reenactors wanted to keep alive the heroism of our forefathers. The donors, the museums, the foundations, the pilots, so many volunteers, so many people laid down their lives so that we would not forget the heroism of our fathers and how they stood in the face of tyranny to prevent the world itself from being overrun. Now, once again, a time of testing has come on our world. Will we stand in the face of tyranny? Will we rise up as our nations are pitted, brother against brother and father against son, as the words of the Lord Jesus are coming true, that a man's enemies will be the members of his own household? Let us remember in the death of these brave airmen the lesson that they laid down their lives to teach us all, to be prepared to stand in the dark day, a dark day which has come upon us with fraudulent elections from North America to South America. One more bit of good news before we delve into the injustice. Uruguay has taken delivery of 3 U.S. Coast Guard cutters. The former U.S. Coast Guard Albacore, Cochito, and Gannet were finally received today at the port of Montevideo, Uruguay. After transiting 7,400 nautical miles at sea from their delivery point in the state of Maryland, USA, and 14 port calls en route to Uruguay. Valued at almost $3 million each, the handover of these patrol boats is a remnant of the beneficial relationship between U.S. President Donald Trump and conservative Uruguayan President Luis Lacalle Pou. Lacalle Pou is the first conservative president in Uruguay in a long time. And as such, his administration is actually stepping up anti-narcotics efforts, which will be enormously assisted by these 3 new craft. The ships arrive as President Lacalle Pou's popularity is flagging a little bit due to the recent scandal of his head bodyguard supposedly issuing Uruguayan passports to Russian citizens. This is interesting because it is a hint that Uruguay may be deciding on Russia over China, a decision which Argentina also made public over the weekend as President Alberto Fernandez condemned Russia Saturday from Paris for their special military operation in Ukraine, which some of the world refers to as an invasion. The Gospel Gunslingers have long reported that there was a growing rift between Russia and China and their respective influences in Latin America, and that is becoming prevalent in some of the great and significant nations of the Americas, such as Argentina, Chile, and now Uruguay. Mexico also has limited Chinese involvement in infrastructure projects, while increasing cooperation with Russia on petroleum exploration and development, and perhaps in the defense sector. Russia has invited Latin America to joint military exercises, and in the day that that occurs, we will see who lines up and takes advantage of that opportunity. Brazil, Brazil, there is more electoral skullduggery and tomfoolery, more shenanigans than I could possibly do justice to, but we're just going to hit a few high points right now. And I'd like to make clear that there's a media blockade. It's very important that the military take over radio stations and TV news stations so that they can broadcast and unite the population of Brazil against the overt theft that is taking place right now. But even the media blockade at present cannot stop things like the huge F. Joe Biden event at Sunday's Sao Paulo Formula One race, where all of Brazil, it seemed, chanted, "Lula, you thief, you belong in prison." This is very similar to the Let's Go Brandon, a euphemism for F. Joe Biden, which was shouted out in all its vulgarity at a racetrack in the United States and became a rallying cry for the citizens of the United States, that Joe Biden is not our president, that he is not legitimate, that he is not the electoral choice of the American people, and that he's not even competent. Former Brazilian President Michel Temer is in New York City today, along with Supreme Court Minister and Supreme Electoral Tribunal Justice Alexandre de Moraes. Did I mention M. Bison tyrant look-alike? Yes, he looks just like Raul Julia's bug-eyed portrayal of M. Bison, the Street Fighter tyrant and villain. And just like the Street Fighter series, Brazilians have turned out on the streets of New York to protest the Harvard Club, which is there to supposedly decide the future of Brazil. Protesters have been peaceful up to this point, but these Brazilian oligarchs are treading on dangerous ground, as the United States of America is an armed society, and even the Brazilian expats here have easy access to the means by which they could protect themselves and the future of their patrimony. Last week, the Brazilian military finally broke their silence about the issue of election fraud, the elephant in the room. A Wednesday report by Defense Minister Paulo Sergio Nogueira stated that they did not find any evidence that proves fraud or any election irregularities. Of course, there were many responses to that, including by Justice de Moraes. Thursday, however, the Defense Ministry added that that report did not exclude the possibility of the existence of fraud or inconsistency in the electronic voting machines or in the 2022 electoral process. So now all of Brazil is in an uproar once again. The issue is not closed. It is not settled. There may be institutional acknowledgement of the widespread fraud and theft that everyone knows exists. So if you're in Brazil, if you are a Brazilian, whatever you do, do not give up and go back to work and go back to school and send your kiddies off to the farm. This was the great error of America in January 2020. Do not give up. Do not let your nation be stolen. And consider what the president cannot do, what the military cannot do, what the populace itself has to do in order for self-government to be preserved on the earth, that it not perish from the earth. What will be your part in establishing a legacy of ordem e progresso? In the USA, 26,000 ballots miraculously showed up against Trump-backed populist candidate Herschel Walker, the famous football star, Heisman Trophy winner. And along with the sham burying any hope of a Republican-controlled Senate, the Senate now being 51 Democratic votes to 49, aside from Kamala Harris's tie-breaking Democratic vote as vice president and presiding over the Senate. But that is only the final Sunday night buffoonery that has happened through the week, through the weekend, all across the nation in House races, Senate races, and gubernatorial races. Carrie Lake of Arizona being the most closely watched, and I'll tell you why that's so important. The central states of the United States and the northern central states of Mexico have both been historically controlled by corrupt governments that can facilitate trafficking of drugs,
humans, migrants, children, sex slaves, jihadis, anything across the U.S. border. See, the western state of Baja California Norte and the eastern state of Tamaulipas, bordering about half of the Texas Rio Grande border, are now controlled by Andres Manuel's Morena Party. And so there's a marked decline in the amount of trafficking that's possible, even though Greg Abbott will continue as governor of Texas. We all know that he's a good friend on record of Tamaulipas ex-governor Cabeza de Vaca, whereabouts unknown, who's one of the most wanted criminals in all the Western Hemisphere. Dallas Mayor Johnson came out speaking about this horrible tragedy at the air show, and he's the one that is responsible for being a good friend of Cabeza de Vaca. Cabeza de Vaca is probably hid out in Houston or in Dallas, one of these leftist-controlled areas under the ostensibly Republican government of Governor Greg Abbott, who will now go into another term. Which brings us back to Carrie Lake, the gubernatorial candidate in Arizona, heavily favored, was at 72% of in-person ballots on voting day. And now she's all of a sudden losing. And who's running against Carrie Lake? The very person in charge of counting the ballots, of overseeing the election in Arizona. Maricopa County, the most populous county in Arizona, containing the great city of Phoenix, shut off the live feed of their election center for 8 hours, and it was even reported on Fox News. So this is a battle over the continued trafficking from Mexico into the United States, and these corrupt elements of the governments on both sides just have to battle and steal control any way they can. Otherwise, the trafficking and the migrant hordes' advancement cannot continue. And what about FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried? Is he in the Bahamas? Has he flown to Argentina? His private plane flew to Argentina, causing much speculation over whether he was going to go hide under the skirts of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner from U.S. prosecution. He is the second donor to Democratic causes in the USA. More Democrat slush money only provided by George Soros. The FTX meltdown may dwarf Enron and all the Ponzi schemes and scams of the 90s and 2000s. It remains to be seen who will be involved or wrapped up in this massive scam, but Twitter CEO Elon Musk cynically quipped, "There will be no investigation." More headlines later if we still have time. For now, this concludes Pastor Sam's Latin America War Report and Migrant Invasion News. And we go to your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day. It's going to be a doubleheader tonight. "And there came a voice to him, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.'" I'm Pastor Sam, and your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day for today is Acts chapter 10, verse 13. This is a well-known passage, an eloquent passage, a poetic passage, a beautiful opening where God spoke to Peter in a vision and showed him that he was supposed to go out and open salvation to the Gentiles. And so that's all lovely, but at the same time, this is one of the many, many places in the Bible where theologians and preachers make it figurative. And it's absolutely necessary that people understand that you only eat because you kill. Oh, the preacher will tell you, "He that does not work shall not eat." You're supposed to be hustling in Babylon. See, that's their twist on that. Not that people are supposed to be industrious and productive, but that you're supposed to be able to go out and get on the corner and get me my money, says the pimp and the pimp preacher. But what about this? What about "Rise, Peter, kill and eat"? Verse 12 says, "Wherein," I'm going to start in 11, "and I saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending to him, unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.'" Now, this vision is so important, it happens three times, and the voice speaks twice each time. But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." So here's a real good reason for us to not be racist. It's all there. But let's just talk about Space Ghost the Cat for a minute. You know, he's a little guy. He's not very old. I taught him how to be nice and not be savage all the time, that there's some things he can climb and some things he can't climb. He can't bite Uncle Sam. He can't be scratching people without reason. But at the same time, then he has to be taken out on his mouse hunt. He has to understand that he's been doing a lot of eating, but his real purpose on the Rancho is to kill and eat. His real purpose is to eradicate vermin and pests. And if he doesn't understand that, his purpose is not going to be fulfilled. And you know what? Freedom comes from the same thing. It comes from eradication of vermin, eradication of the wicked pests that rise up and spoil all that we have. Are you going to arise, kill, and eat? I learned a long time ago to kill and eat as the Lord commanded Peter. I'm Pastor Sam. This is your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day. Proverbs 13:23. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. For want of judgment, for a lack of justice. This is why working people have such a hard time making any forward progress. Because Dracula is up in the castle and he wants your children and he wants you to grow all the stuff so that he can swoop down and steal it. Now it's right here in the Bible that the poor person has his land, or at least something that he can till. In the old world, land ownership was far out of the reach of the average person. But they have the ability to produce something. In fact, they produce abundance, as long as it's not getting stolen from them. But it seems to always happen that way. Ecclesiastes says the same thing. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. Chapter 5, verse 11. This is where God had to teach me to kill and eat, to take scores, that I could go before his judgment bar and ask for justice against the wicked, ask for them to receive their reward, ask for the accounting of wrath and the rage of God, who's angry with the wicked every day, to come down on their head. And when that happens, boom, the piggy bank bursts open. And this is the beauty of the dark day. This is the beauty of the storm. This is the beauty of warfare, is that everyone's treasure is scattered out. And it's just like when the Lord told Peter, "Arise, kill and eat." Just like when the hunter takes his prey and there's meat for days, for weeks. There's abundance and there's plenty. And I'm not against the rich. I caucus for Trump. I so appreciated President Sebastian Piñera, President Mauricio Macri, all billionaires with beautiful first ladies for their nations. I'm not against them, but I am against the rich oppressor. And this is what President Trump and Andrés Manuel of Mexico found that they had in common. One comes from the right, one comes from the left. Neither of them will allow public servants, especially, to come in and steal millions of dollars, millions of pesos from their people and from their nations. When AMLO came to visit Trump, Trump handed him on a silver platter a fugitive Mexican governor wanted for corruption, wanted for graft, and Trump had him arrested and handed him over to Andrés Manuel. They found that they had this in common, that they hate not the rich, but the oppressor. Is there such a thing as killer instinct? I think there is. I think it's innate. But it's also something that's cultivated, or destroyed, or suppressed. They sweetly soothe with siren songs and children's lullabies. And this has been our American society for generations. We believe that the government has a monopoly, a forced monopoly, a monopoly on the use of violence. And they claim it! And they say that an armed citizenry threatens the government's legitimate monopoly on force. Can you believe that? So I put Space Ghost the Cat out in the barn hoping he'd find a mouse, and no sooner did I get back with my half a cup of coffee in my hand that there's the mouse right on the eave, right by my new birdhouse, just tearing into my birdseed. He was so fat he couldn't quite get back in the mouse hole.
And I thought, Space Ghost, dang it, I know you're young and tender, but you're growing, and I need you to toughen up, harden up, man up, and cowboy up into the combat-killing machine that God made you to be, and eradicate these vermin. We're about to get overrun here. I'm in Broken Arrow, Broken Arrow. Can I get some fire support? So killer instinct may be a misnomer, but we need the will to kill, and it has to be developed, and you have to prepare yourself, because I'll tell you this, the criminal depends that you will hesitate, that you will be ambivalent, that you will not take swift, resolute action. They come in, the devil worshipers rock into church thinking they get three strikes and they're going to get called before the deacon board and they're going to have all these mulligans and extra chances before any decisive action is taken against them. And how many children are molested at that point? Rapes being capital crimes that even in America we can use lethal force to defend ourselves against. So I'm going to play a little clip for you from Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket, the famous portrayal of the gunnery sergeant, the gunny, by R. Lee Ermey. And listen to what he has to say about killer instinct and how it must be honed and clean.
Help, 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 help. Fire these weapons away. My forearm should be parallel. The deadliest weapon in the world is a Marine and his rifle. It is your killer instinct which must be harnessed if you expect to survive in combat. Your rifle is only a tool. It is a hard heart that kills. If your killer instincts are not clean and strong, you will hesitate at the moment of truth. You will not kill. You will become dead Marine. And then you will be in a world of shit. Because Marines are not allowed to die without permission. Do you maggots understand?
Sir! Yes, sir!
I love working for Uncle Sam!
I love working for Uncle Sam!
You've got maybe half a second when a covey of quail flushes or when a cottontail bolts out of the brush to make your decision, shoulder your gun, aim, evaluate the shot, make the hard decision, and hit that trigger. I'm very concerned that this is a lost art, that the Chinese think that they were going to storm into the Americas and eat us all for breakfast, that they're already overthrowing our elected governments and our legitimate governments and our democratic processes throughout the Americas. And everyone's solution is exactly what the preachers taught you to do, to hesitate, to vacillate, to ambivalate, to be apathetic. Why is apathy a virtue? It shouldn't be. In truth, apathy is a vice. It is a horrible and disgusting vice. So let's have our musical interlude with the lovely Cass. Cass Sand. Cass, K-A-S space S-A-N-D, or K-A-S underscore S-A-N-D. Cass Music on Facebook. Please get out a pen and paper while Cass is singing. I'm going to give you my mailing address because, like all airborne infantry and forward assault troops, my supply lines are fragile, and there will not be a conservative voice. There will not be real news if the armies do not deploy and catch up to those of us that are on the cutting edge and on the ragged edge. The prophet Elijah said, "I only am left, and they seek my life." The Lord promised him that there were 7,000 who had not bowed the knee to Baal and whose mouths had not kissed them. I know there's cavalry out there, but even the prophet Elijah despaired as time drug on and the cavalry did not arrive. Please be a part of conservative media. Please help me. Please help WRMI, which was damaged in another hurricane. Their website is WRMI.net, where you can listen to this show and you can click the donate button to keep the famous Radio Miami International on the air. And aside from the transmitter being there, I have to pay them for every minute we're broadcasting with 100,000 watts of power. So please go to gospelgunslingers.com and click the donate button. There just will not be a future if you don't determine to get some skin in the game and be a part of it. We need little donations. We need little pieces of the grocery money. We need people to determine that they're going to partner with us in ministry. And we need angels. Listen, I don't have any angels. Well, actual, literal, heavenly angels. We actually do have, which is how I've gotten this far. But as far as angel donors who come in and say, I'm going to build this station, I'm going to sponsor this show, I'm going to make sure that you can do your outreaches, that we do not have. So please come along. And here's Cass with the anthem of our movement, Amigo Guerrero, my friend, my brother in arms. Why is it that the ladies have to encourage us men folk to get up and fight? I guess every Rocky needs his Adrian. And if you're a fan of Rocky, Rocky would never get in the ring. He would never fight. He never had the heart to fight except his Adrian was with him. And when she told him, Rocky, fight. Rocky, I'm with you. Rocky, do it. That's when Rocky would get in and hammer it out in the ring to the last. So, ladies, gentlemen, audience, Americas, citizens, habitantes, let's be brothers in arms. Let's be sisters in arms. Let's chart our course. Let's take control of our ship and steer it where we will, lest it be dashed on the rocks, because that is the devil's plan. Here's Cass.
Amigo, amigo guerrero, te digo, somos marineros. El barco juntos sacaremos. En sueño, despierta contento. Amigo, no tengas más miedo. Sabemos que hay un camino que juntos la luz toparemos, que el viento nos lleve corriendo. Amigo, amigo guerrero, te abrazo, siento tu consuelo. En busca del arco iris, me tomas la mano y me muestras que existe un camino divino, que existe un destino, que hay otro sitio donde todo es pinto, que existen colores que nunca hemos visto, que hay corazones que crecen distinto. Oh, oh, somos aire limpio. Oh, 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 oh. Amigo, no tengas más miedo, que juntos la luz toparemos. Amigo, amigo guerrero, te abrazo, siento tu consuelo. En busca del arco iris, me tomas la mano y me muestras que existe un camino divino, que existe un destino, que hay otro sitio donde todo es pinto, que existen colores que nunca hemos visto, que hay corazones que crecen distinto. Oh, oh, somos aire limpio.
As I am about Dallas and the loss of these aircraft and men, that was Grandpa's life every day. Explosions, fiery crashes, gunfire, and flak hits. So this is the new normal that we have to adapt to. Here's my address. Pastor Sam Honnold, H-O-N-N-O-L-D, 7107 South Yale Avenue, number 434, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74136.
The circuit riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.